Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Sorry for the premature start of the Writer's Almanac there. Garrison is coming, but first we're going to talk to a couple of gentlemen in this morning to talk about the Banff Mountain Film Festival, which is coming up tomorrow night, right, Dave?
Tomorrow night.
Dave Nevins is the local coordinator of the Banff Mountain Film Festival, the on the Sitka committee, and Jeff Budd is also here. And Jeff, you're in here in so many capacities, I can hardly believe they talked you into sitting on this committee as well.
This one was an easy one to say yes to, because I really enjoyed the Banff Festival and the films. And we were talking earlier, like you were saying, and they've just gotten better and better, and the quality of the film, what they're doing is much more broad. We're not just looking at people, you know, skiing down hills or whatever, although that's in here as well, I think. It's just fun to do, and I couldn't say no because I wanted to see the trailers.
All right, well, we'll talk more about the movies, Dave. First, let's just talk about what we are looking at. It's going to be tomorrow evening.
That is correct.
At 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock at Performing Arts Center.
All right, and how do people get tickets, and how much are they?
Tickets are at Old Harbor Books right now. There may or may not be tickets available at the door, so try and snag them at Old Harbor Books. $15 for adults and $10 for seniors and students.
Okay, and I gather sales have been pretty brisk. So
they've been pretty good.
All right.
Haven't gotten a contact the last couple of days, but last I heard it was pretty good.
Okay, so you want to get to Old Harbor Books, and you'll have remaining tickets sold at the door. And this is actually, this festival, every year it benefits a different worthy cause in Sitka. Who are your beneficiaries this year?
This year, Sitka Youth Court and Sitka Mountain Rescue. So we actually had a number of good people sign up to maybe receive those funds, and those are the two that we picked. So good stuff.
Okay, so this festival tours, literally, I guess it tours the globe.
They tour the globe.
And it's an opportunity for organizations like the local committee to raise money for deserving organizations. And you got how many films in all playing tomorrow?
There are 9 this year.
Okay.
Did not come up with a really long one that we liked, so there's 9 of them.
All right. So and they sort of range in time from just a few minutes to
4 minutes to I think 30 minutes.
Okay. And
all good.
and that's where you come in, Jeff.
Well, a bunch of us.
Well, the committee. You have to kind of decide what you're going to show and what are the criteria.
Well, David, we all had a video, the trailers. We went home and watched them, and then we all came back and said, well, this was ones I really, really like. And David said, this is the ones I really, really, really liked. And then we threw them all in the hat and bickered and argued and came up with the 9 that are here. And some of us got to see the ones they wanted, and some of us, there was a couple I really liked that we aren't going to watch, but that's okay because it was a great group process, and the people on there are passionate about what they're, and it was a wide variety of people, too. So,
all right. Anything particularly memorable?
Well, there's one we're not going to see with this guy skiing. Well, I don't remember the name of it. He was skiing like on asphalt, and just the thing that really got my eye was the friction, the sparks coming up from his skis as he's going down the street, and he's on the street and he's on the snow and he's jumping over cars and stuff like that. I liked when the man and woman came here that walked from Seattle up to the wherever they walked, it was 1,000 miles or something.
Yeah, up to the Aleutians. Aaron McKittrick and Higg. Her husband Higman, I
now
think.
Now they got what two kids are walking around with as well.
Yeah,
but anyhow, that was a slideshow, but they took videos and then they found a producer, and that's the 30-minute movie. Here,
correct.
So that'll be fun. I like
that's
that
called
one.
Journey on the Wild Coast, and this is a special edit for the Banff tour. I'm reading off the notes Dave brought
that's
in.
That's okay, I do that too.
And yeah, it's this sort of jumped out at me too, because I did interview Erin McKittrick when she and Higg came through last summer on their book tour.
Yeah.
Her book is called The Long Trek Home, and I think she did a reading at the library here.
And their slides, too.
Yeah, and so this experience has been made into a special, a film just for, it looks like, just for the Banff tour.
Correct.
A half-hour movie that sort of probably combines her writing and images from that.
Yeah.
Trip, which continues to fascinate people.
Yeah. And then the other one we were talking about earlier, too, is this guy, Sketchy Andy. And I'll let you guys talk about it. Yeah. But he's doing stuff you don't want your kid to do.
If you watch the Super Bowl, I guess if you watch the Super Bowl, you saw a little bit of sketchy Andy in action, right?
Yes, yes. He's getting a little bit of news on his performance with Madonna. And we didn't know it at the time, but when we selected the film just a couple days beforehand and found out, saw the clips on the Super Bowl, and it's like, excellent.
And he was the guy up on the slack line.
Correct.
In the Super Bowl. Yes. But he doesn't necessarily do that indoors in buildings. He does his slack line out in the woods.
Yeah. Across cliffs and, all that kind of fun stuff. He's a base jumper, too. So should be a lot of fun. That's actually our final film.
Okay. And one other that we were... talking a little bit about before we went on the air was the movie about the Freedom Chair.
Freedom Chair, which actually is getting some news too. The Josh Dueck, I think is his name. He just did a backward flip, and that was kind of on the Yahoo News. So I caught that, and it's like, well, that's pretty cool. So
and it's a sit ski.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
So he was injured, right?
He was injured. Yeah,
skiing accident or something.
Yeah, it was. I can't even remember. It was a skiing accident, and lost use of a leg, I think, and now he's sit skiing,
and doing some incredible stuff.
Yes, yeah.
So yeah, he's a not giver upper.
Somebody who hangs in there.
Yeah.
You also did mention that these movies. It is not necessarily just the shredding film. Some of them actually have some stories, and some of them pretty intense stories and intense experiences. And I think parents might want to keep that in mind, that like the movie Cold, for instance, yeah, is about some people enduring just extreme conditions.
Yeah, it's a winter mountain climbing film, and it's has some tragedy on the side, but it's supposedly a very good film. Of course, we've only seen the trailers, but it got, I think, the best film award at the Banff Film Festival that actually takes place in Banff in November.
And in the blurb, they call it Raw, Honest Perspective of Alpinist Corey Richards. And I guess there's sort of a harrowing footage of an avalanche that this guy experienced.
They were caught in an avalanche.
Yeah. So anyway, it seems like the movie, there's great diversity.
And just I'll throw in real quick, Blue Obsession is an ice climbing film, and it actually is filmed all or mostly around Juneau.
Really?
Yes. So that one looks... So we've got a couple of them that are kind of touching base in Alaska.
Yeah, okay. So that one, Blue Obsession and Journey on the Wild Coast, are going to be of special interest to Alaskans. Now, Dave, we're talking about how this film festival is... people might... If they went to it when it first started coming to Sitka years ago, it was kind of about the extreme skiing and heli skiing and this, just wild stuff down these extreme slopes. And the movies have kind of matured in a way. It's still about sort of extreme outdoor adventure and experience, but the movies have kind of a narrative focus that, and they're becoming more, I guess they're more skilled in the production as people have had just improved access to the tools of filmmaking and things.
Yeah.
But you've also, the past few years, you've been doing Radical Reels, which is that kind of high energy, extreme skiing kind of movie, and you're kind of looking to pass that on to somebody.
Yeah, I've elected not to do it this year, so we are hoping that somebody will keep it in Sitka. It's a fun film fest. It's a little more for the younger crowd.
Okay.
And it is that shredding, leaping kind of stuff. So, just I'll leave my phone number at the end of this for contact information. Just let me know if you're interested. It's a fun film festival.
And maybe that's the one where Jeff can go watch the guy snowboarding down on asphalt with the sparks.
No, he was skiing.
He was skiing on the pavement.
He went out of his house, right?
Yeah, he was just...
jumped on the road.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. There were a couple of cool moments there.
It's radical, I guess. Okay. Anyway, well, What about that phone number, Dave? We are kind of getting out of time here.
You bet. You bet. It's 752-0907.
Okay, 752-0907. If you'd like information about the Banff Mountain Film Festival World Tour, which is coming here to Sitka, or if you're interested in possibly taking over Radical Reels.
Exactly, and we do need somebody actually to run the Blu-ray player, which I'll need somebody by tomorrow at 3 o'clock, or there may not be a show, so we'll get that figured out. But let me know. You definitely will get free entrance in, and they'll show you how to do it all.
All right. The Banff Mountain Film Festival is coming tomorrow. I understand somebody from Banff is coming to introduce.
Flying in tonight,
and we'll introduce the films.
Yep. And then we have a local MC, Cindy Edwards, who does a terrific job.
All right. And I guess we should have mentioned this at the beginning, but the Banff Film Festival is a lot more than just these 9 films. I guess the festival itself is quite large, and they sort of pare it down to kind of a tour selection, and then you guys choose the ones you want for the amount of time you have available.
In November they have the big Banff Film Festival, and they get hundreds of entries. That's why, I mean, the level has gone way up.
Right.
And they choose usually roughly about 30 films that we see the trailers of, and that, you know, we just vote from there, trying to keep it within, you know, 2.5 roughly hours. And just, you know, kind of do the best we can. And Liz, who is our host, helps us kind of make the right selections, and we work as a committee. I do thank the committee very much, because they're the ones that really put this on.
And some sponsors.
And the sponsors who are doing an awesome job this year.
Okay. So kind of the cream of the crop of the Banff Film Festival tomorrow night, and kind of tailored to local audiences. All right. Dave Nevins is the coordinator of the Banff Mountain Film Festival in Sitka. Jeff Budd is also on the committee. Thanks a lot for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
The festival is tomorrow, 7 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center. $15 for adults, $10 for students and seniors. Dave suggests getting your tickets early at Old Harbor Books, because there may not be tickets left at the door tomorrow night.
And it is Valentine's Day, so bring your date.
A good option.
What is it? Bring your passion?
And your passion.
A good option for Valentine's Day. Thanks, everybody, for being patient. We are headed off to the Writer's Almanac coming up next.